Chapter 19. "But, Grant, I thought you would be pleased that I have a job to keep me out of trouble." Grant and I sat in a booth in Dilly's, eating hamburgers and fries, all of it homemade and tasty. He shook his head.
"You and I both know that an investigative reporter hunts up trouble. Darcy, working for Mort is just an excuse. And don't think you're fooling me, 'cause you're not. Your new job gives you a smoke screen to poke and prod around. I wish you'd let me handle the poking and prodding. Jim and I will find out who murdered poor old Walter Harris, I guarantee it. We are dealing with a killer, and whoever he is, he has already killed once. I don't think he'd feel queasy about getting rid of a nosy little reporter who happened to be in his way."
"Thanks for the sermon, Grant. You've never thought I could look after myself." This conversation had the potential of becoming a spat, something Grant and I had not shared since we were a lot younger. With relief, I saw two familiar figures come through the door. "Look who's here," I said. Mom and Jackson Connor edged their way through the lunchtime crowd back to our booth.
"Do you mind if we join you?"
Jackson asked. Grant nodded.
"We'd be honored. Sit down and order. I can vouch for the burgers and fries."
"Darcy, did you get to talk to Mort?" Mom asked as she slid in beside Grant and Jackson sat next to me. I swallowed a drink of Coke. "Yes, it looks like I have a job." Mom shook her head.
"I'm not sure how I feel about that. I worried all the time you worked for that Dallas newspaper. Some people don't like a reporter poking into their business." "That's what I've been telling her," Grant said.
We paused while Jackson gave Tony their order. Chicken fried steak and coffee for these two. They were not fans of burgers and fries.
"I'm sure Darcy will be discreet,"
Jackson said. Grant laughed.
"Discreet? Are we talking about the same Darcy?"
My face felt hot. It was not pleasant to be talked about, especially when I was present.
"Did you have to twist Mort's arm?"
Mom asked. I dipped a French fry into a puddle of ketchup. "Hardly. He was having a bad day, and I think he welcomed the idea of a little help." I told them about overhearing Trace Hughes, and what Mort had said about Trace not being what people thought. Mom's eyes widened.
"You don't mean it. Why, there was never a more polite young man, a better preacher, or..."
"Or a better guitarist and singer," Jackson finished.
"Well, yes," Mom said.
"Just what was Mort talking about?" Grant asked. "He hasn't said a word to me about Hughes. I'm glad to say he has kept his mouth shut as far as publishing anything derogatory about the guy."
Recalling our conversation, I said, "He told me he made some phone calls to a little town in North Georgia, north of Atlanta. Tyler, I believe he said. I don't know who his sources are, Grant. Mort always seems to know things that nobody else knows."
"It's a wonder he hasn't had a lawsuit before now," Jackson said as Tony brought his and Mom's meals.
We said very little for the next few minutes as we dug into our lunches. Mom and Jackson finished and left, Jackson back to his law office, and Mom to check on the progress being made on the new school, Ben's Boys. Grant and I lingered over our Cokes. Being near him and listening to his deep voice brought back memories of those younger, more carefree days when the world was before us and his place in my heart seemed assured.
"I've bought 10 acres from Gil Monroe that joined my ranch on the west," he said.
His shy grin reminded me of a little boy, and my heart flip-flopped.
"I'd like you to come and take a look, see if you remember it. It's the prettiest place in Ventress County, on top of a little hill, and the Ventress River runs below it."
I couldn't help smiling, too, at his enthusiasm. "I know the area you're talking about. We explored a cave there when we were just kids. We'd heard rumors about some kind of treasure buried inside." Grant laughed.
"It seems to me I recall bats flying out at us, which cut our visit short."
Shuddering, I said, "If I have a phobia, it's about bats. Ugh, something about a flying mammal makes my skin crawl. I've never liked bats. Was that the time we took a picnic lunch down to the river? I'd love to see it again, Grant." Grant nodded.
Yes, I remember. A picnic on the banks of the Ventris River. The river was quiet that day, and now with all the rains it's muddy and spread out over some of my pasture, but, Darcy, those were happy times. That's one of the reasons I bought it, those old memories. Would after church Sunday be a good time for you to come with me and take a look at it?
What a romantic gesture. A lot of years had gone between then and now, but he still remembered. I squeezed his hand. Perfect. With that, Grant said he had to get back to the office. Duty called. After he left Dilly's, the bustling cafe seemed suddenly empty and lonely. I finished my Coke and left, too.